You are listening to selfdiscoverymedia.com, where illumination and inspiration is but a click away, with so many genre topics for you on everything that you need to know in life. We celebrate and share the people who have taken the journey before you and who are now here to serve you with their wisdom and their knowledge. The next show coming up is...
Good. Hello, hello, hello. This is Dr. Kitty Adley, recovery expert, physical therapist from Handling Your Health, Wellness, and Rehab. And today is very special for me. Today is my birthday. It's July 26th. You probably won't hear it on July 26th, but I'm celebrating my birthday today. And who better to share the stage with than my mom, Dr. Ann Roll. And I'm so excited to share this one with you because she's actually prepared a program that we're about to start, that she's about to start. And I'm a participant because I'm really excited about it. But we're talking about metabolic typing or eating for your metabolic type. And this is such an exciting topic because left, right, center, there are diets being tossed around. People are trying to eat clean. People are trying to eat organic. There's a keto diet. There's what's the fasting now called?
Intermittent fasting.
So it's all these different diets that we approach. As health coaches, both she and I, we come across these quite a lot. And as a physical therapist, I'm always trying to get my patients to eat the food that's pertinent to what they need. That we need to make sure that you put the right things in to get the right things out. So having her here today talk about metabolic typing, eating for your metabolic type, I'm so excited to share her and her knowledge with you guys today. So Dr. Roll, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I'm Ann Roll with many years in the health profession. Along the way, I picked up quite a few skills, nursing, basic background, health educator, metabolic typing advisor, transformational coach, functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, and several other little courses in between. So today I'm speaking with my daughter, who I have the pleasure of talking with, my first child actually, and discussing food, because food is fundamental to us. Food is our fuel. 24 hours a day, the food just fuels your body. So what way to start to life? Good food.
Great. So you're about to start this course, right?
Yes.
What is the name of the course?
It's metabolic eating for your metabolic type.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. And how long is the course?
4 weeks.
And who is this course for?
Everyone. I said everyone because many of us, we eat, as I just said, we eat every day. We may be eating healthy, we may be eating clean. And the best food is all the supplements. However, it's not always meeting the needs of your body, your cellular needs, the energy level. So if you're suffering with, I wouldn't say suffering, but if you're concerned with stress, low energy, cravings, food cravings, brain fog, and the weight wouldn't budge. And in addition to that, you and your friend may be having the same diet, weight loss diet. Your friend may be losing the weight, but you, nothing is coming up from you. So obviously there's something there that we need to look closely at. And it's the difference. We all biochemically different. That means our chemistry is different. Mm-hmm. Genetically, we were born with certain requirements. Mm-hmm. And if it's not met, then we have problems. And then the food actually is fundamental, because you find when you start eating for your metabolic type, some of the conditions that you actually deal with currently, you find them lessened or even go away. Some people say, oh, I have more energy. I'm sleeping better. I'm not as bloated. I could feel I can go for a few hours without food, like 3-4 hours, and don't feel hungry. I don't need to snack. So these are some of the things that you can look at. That's why I said anybody and everybody, because most people have some health issues. I wouldn't say health issues, but some concerns about how food, how they take the diet, and things related to the diet.
So I'd like to stick a pin right here because you mentioned people going on diets for weight loss. Mm-hmm. So in my practice as a physical therapist, when I'm doing that facet of what I do, I see a lot of people with joint pains, aches, and we treat them. We do the pain management. We do the strengthening. They go home. They come back to us and like the pain's back again. And I'm like, what did you do? We didn't do anything to aggravate this pain. And then I have the conversation, what did you eat? And then we realize in my past and the experiences that I've had that a lot of times people are eating what we call inflammatory foods. Mm-hmm. So when I sometimes make suggestions of foods that people should try and avoid or eat more of, it's not so much to lose weight in that instance. It's more or less along the lines of eating what we call non-inflammatory foods and avoiding pro-inflammatory foods. So it's not just about weight loss as well. It's what you're doing to your body. Are you trying to calm it down? Are you trying to strengthen it, right? Because we want to eat foods that are higher in iron content and mineral content if we're building muscle, if we're building bone. And so this is why it's so important that when you do these diets, you have to understand it's not just for weight loss. What else are the other things that we're going at? And this is why it's so important to speak to somebody that's so well-rounded like this. So you mentioned it's for everybody, right?
It's for everyone.
And we're eating according to our metabolic type. How do I determine what my metabolic type is?
First of all, let me explain what is metabolic typing.
Okay.
It's a form of identifying what foods are suited for you. We are so unique. Everyone has a different take on the food. Okay. So what you can eat, although it's mom and daughter, what I can eat and get away with, you may not be able to eat it. Mm-hmm. Because it would do differently. Foods behave differently in each of us.
Because I know so, I can't take soy very much. Okay. You can handle soy. I can't handle soy.
I had to get off soy.
Oh, see?
Eventually. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I could eat a lot of dairy. You can. Although I shouldn't. I don't eat much of it. But cheap doesn't do very well on dairy. Yeah.
So again, you just talked about inflammatory foods. So the metabolic typing is a system of identifying what foods are suitable for you. Mm-hmm. It's based on 38 years of research, and it's a questionnaire that's done. We look at the physical, the psychological, and the digestive components.
So it's very holistic.
Very holistic. Mm-hmm. And out of that comes the result. So when you get the result, you have to give some, obviously explain what it is, because it's not the regular diet food the food is basically food that we eat, but the outcome has to be explained because we don't count calories.
Right.
We teach you how to listen to your body. So the foods you eat should actually be going in if it's done metabolically, to give you the energy, go into the cells, and not increase your fat.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all.
No.
We do the questionnaire. We get our results specific to our own bio-individuality.
Yes.
And then we create what?
The plan. You have a diet plan that comes along with it. Mm-hmm. And as you talked about bio-individuality, there's another part to it. You have the dominance.
Okay.
It's basically what you're born with. Some people would need, as an outcome of the results, some people would need more protein. We call them a fast oxidizer, because you might be out with your friend and you finish it. You guys enjoy the meal, but you're satisfied and your friend is, I need something sweet. I have some cravings. Mm-hmm. So obviously the fuel mix was not appropriate
ideal.
For the friend, ideal. Mm-hmm. So when she's tight, then she knows, well, I'm a fast oxidizer. I break my food down very quickly. So you need certain foods to really help to maintain that, so you wouldn't go too extreme.
Okay.
Some people need more carb type, more carbohydrates. I'm talking about the non-starchy vegetables. We call you a slow oxidizer. So you tend to need less protein foods. So the lighter proteins, like the chicken breast, the wing, or turkey breast, or the wing, the lighter proteins, and a lot of non-starchy vegetables. not the starch, because that would throw you off. Because we also have to look at blood sugar. How does the blood sugar work with all that's
right
going on?
And there's so many people now presenting with pre-diabetes, exactly, or full diabetes, right? Yes. And so that's a great point. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you find the protein type, who's a fast oxidizer.
That's me.
They'll be they're happy with some chicken thighs, mm-hmm, the heavier part of the meat, the dark part, mm-hmm, of the meat, and a little bit of steak, mm-hmm, like a Cornish hen.
Right.
You know, and you'd be happy. You can
eat a little bit of veggie.
Of course, the veggies.
Yeah.
But the proportion of protein would be higher, mm-hmm, for the fast oxidizer than the slow oxidizer. Okay. She'll have more, he or she will have less protein, lighter protein choices, and more of the non-starchy vegetables. Everybody needs the vegetables and fat, of course. Okay. So the fast oxidizer, in addition to the protein, they'll need more fat than the slow. Now there's another category, the mixed type, right in the middle. So you may not be fast, you may not be slow, but you're right in the middle. So you have different groups of food that would be suitable to you. How do you find out? Again, you have to do your diet check record. It's like a journaling. After
food logging.
Food logging. Mm-hmm. You check in about an hour and a half, an hour later. How do I feel? Am I energy, max energy? I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I'm still hungry. So you want to make sure you are basically in the green. If you're in the red, well, most likely a mix was not right for that meal. So we have to go back and call it fine-tuning, tweaking, to find out exactly what we need to do for the next meal to balance it out. And then you have issues with where you are. Your environment plays critical. You see, with holistic health, you just can't look at
the whole circle of wellness.
Yes. The environment is critical. So you find when you get your results, in addition to the food and the supplements to support the metabolic type, mm-hmm, we have something we call blocking factors, because those factors could also interfere with how the food is in your body. Mm-hmm. We have outside factors, we have inside factors. The outside factors would be your environment, what you have in the house, what your cleaning stuff, what you're exposed to.
Toxins.
Not only that,
mold.
Waterlogged building, but let's bring it a little closer to home. The type of things you use on a skin, mm, or fragrances, mm, they all could create issues with our bodies. So when we talk about blocking factors, you really have to look, as you said, holistically. What you're internalizing, where is your environment, and everything else. We like to talk about the sleep, the rest, because everything impacts on your metabolic type. Where's your stress level? Because of your metabolic type, again, we talked, there's part at the top, we have the sympathetic nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic, we always in fight and flight.
Traffic.
Go, 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 go.
Deadlines.
Yes, right. So our cortisol is constantly being released.
Guilty.
And that could be inflammatory as well. You talked about inflammatory foods.
Yep.
Your cortisol could be could be cause of it. And that's where the gut comes in. You can have inflammation in the gut, and it starts a whole circle again, gut, brain, and all the other issues. But there's so much more about metabolic type.
So I know our listening audience right now is probably trying to figure out, am I a mixed? Am I a fast? You know, what blocks do I have in my life? How is this influencing me? And I know sometimes you don't think about these things when you eat. You're just consuming food. And even when you're on these diets, the keto, the Atkins, whatever diets, and we're not bashing any diet by any means. That's not the point of this. Or the point is to get you to be more sensitive and more intuitive of what you put into your body and how you respond to it. Because I know certain things for me, like when we did a test one time, I love ketchup. I really, really like ketchup. But ketchup is one of the foods that I should not have. And you would be surprised how many things you really like that you should stay away from. I think it was white rice for me as well. I had to stay away from when I did my first typing. But as you talk about blocks, and I'm being very very transparent, very vulnerable now. Now I'm signed on. I'm doing this 4 weeks because I know I need it. Physical activity is where it needs to be. Mm-hmm. I'm doing probably far more than I probably, what the quota is, right? 3, 4, 5 days I'm in the gym now consistently, if not the gym, Pilates. But I still feel that my body's not responding the way that I wanted to respond. Yes, I'm getting a little older, that we're celebrating a birthday. But then I need to revisit what I'm putting into my food, the combinations of food that I'm putting into my food. And sometimes we need structure and discipline. And this is why I really like this program that Dr. Roll has, because it's so structured and it's so disciplined. And the measurements are so objective that you can chart your progress. You can chart the way that you respond. And so this is why I really wanted her to share it, because you see the flyer, it says eat for your metabolic type. What does that mean? What is my metabolic type? How many people listening right now can truly say they know what their metabolic type is? And here's the catch, it can change. Because I was mixed initially when we did it the first time about 4 or 5 years ago, but now I'm a fast oxidizer. And you know, if I hadn't retested, I would not have known that shift to take in place. And so maybe because I've amped up my physical activity, I'm more intentional with my physical activity. I'm doing a lot more weight training right now because, you know, I'm on the other side of that scale. So we have to make sure we maintain muscle mass. Maybe that's changed my metabolic type. But the fact of the matter is that I'm aware. And because I'm aware now, I can modify my diet, my intake, not just with my food, but like how I manage my stress, making sure that I enhance my sleep quota, physical activity, definitely.
Supplements.
And so just
and elimination.
Well, we don't have a problem with that. But some people do. Some people do have a process of elimination, bowel movements, right? Lymphatics, right? Making sure your lymphatics flow, because you know lymph is a big thing for me. I'm a lymphedema therapist. It has to flow. And so many people are stuck and stagnant, again, because of lack of physical activity, but because of the quality of the food and the lack of water that they're consuming. You're just stuck. You're sudgy. You're sludge. And we want to make sure that happens. And so what tips or what throw out some teasers for this course. Why should people really join? We talked about it a bit, but what can people really expect from this?
See, we said it's not a one size fit all. Mm-hmm. It's just scientifically based. Mm-hmm. And when you know your metabolic type, you start eating for your metabolic type, you find there are a lot of other things that come into play. Your blood pressure will most likely be normalized a little bit. Blood sugar
level,
because that's one of the areas. So we're using food as medicine. Not that it's completely taking your medication away. We work closely with the doctors. Uh-huh. But at the same time, you're using food is another component of helping to stay healthier, if you want to put it like that. And you find that the basis of conditions or diseases start with our food. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, then look in your life and see, where am I on that journey? How can I best improve? Because a lot of times you're looking for medication or other things, and we are not eating properly. Mm-hmm. We're not, when I say properly, you might be eating properly, but are the foods actually getting to where it needs to go? And in addition to that, is that the right mix?
Or right.
We call it the fuel. It has to be right to get to where it needs to go. So you get the energy. When you get the energy, you have the body start saying.
And specific to your needs, your specific needs,
individual,
right?
It's very individualized mm-hmm. and customized mm-hmm. because of dominance. It's like what you are born with. As Kitty said, your type can change, but it basically is where you are on your life's journey. And you find once you get into and sticking with your metabolic typing, diet, eating the way you're supposed to, doing the other things, we have some pillars, you may change. And then it would be basically to your genetic type. This is what you were meant to be. Because you talk to people, oh, I was eating like that from way back. I just need one meal a day. Mm-hmm. So then you start now thinking and resonating with things that were happening in your life. Food is just not for you to have a meal and walk away and go, oh yeah, it's a lot more than that. And when you start taking more, paying more attention to how does
being
the
more
body
intentional
feel? Yes, before you eat, how you eat, why you eat, when you eat, all those things we take into consideration.
So now are we getting that in this course?
Yes.
Good. And what happens when you finish after 4 weeks? Where do we go from there? Because some of us need our hands held a little longer than
yes.
4 weeks.
Well, you have a jump start.
Okay.
You can take that further in the sense that if you know there are other conditions that you're willing to work with,
mm-hmm.
then I could continue to work with you if
okay.
that's your choice. Or you can say, well, okay, I've got enough. Now I can move forward. I've changed my diet. I'm eating metabolic type and I'm feeling better. And you're trying to sort of maintain what you've started.
Mm-hmm.
There are other areas that you can go into, like food sensitivity. Although when you get your metabolic type, there may be foods that are not helpful for you. And they could be very subtle. Some people could have digestive issues. When I say digestive issues, they bloat a lot, they have gas. One of my clients actually had migraines, and it was so bad around her PMS time. She had a young baby, she couldn't take care of the baby. They had to get a helper to take care of the baby. But for 2 days, she had to go, she was just out with migraines, severe migraines.
Just because of the food?
Just because of the food. Mm-hmm. When she had a sensitivity test, we call it MRT, it's a food sensitivity test, pulled out the foods, and she says, I can't
now,
believe it.
Is the MRT given in this 4 weeks course?
No.
Okay.
No. That's what I'm saying, if you want to go further.
Okay.
Because you may have issues with the gut, constipation, diarrhea, skin issues, liver issues. The liver is very subtle, fatty liver. You have all those things that you can move forward with. But the foundation is getting your metabolic type, knowing what it is, working towards maintaining your fuel balance, your macronutrients like your protein, fats, and carbs. What I would say, two things I would sort of mention. With the metabolic type, you have the sympathetic, parasympathetic. They actually is how you metabolize your food. The oxidative would be the rate at which you burn up your food. So you have those two working, plus your dominance. So in a nutshell, you're looking at the whole picture. And I'll be guiding you going forward to how you structure, how you work with your metabolic type. And it's going to be a lot of questions and answers and support.
Fantastic.
And having fun.
Fantastic. So people want to reach out to you and sign up for this course right now. Well, first of all, how much is the course?
It's $300 for the 4 weeks.
Okay. So if they want more information to know what they're spending the $300 for, how do they get more information?
I had some emails that I sent out.
Mm-hmm.
One, telling them what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact me, 424-2269.
Could you give your area code? Because there are people that are not.
1-242.
Mm-hmm.
424.
Mm-hmm.
2269.
And your email?
ANNUX_27@yahoo.com.
There's also a Facebook page, A Healthy Difference, on Facebook. So if you just type in A Healthy Difference, you will see that pop up as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I would also add that I'm going to do the program would be more of a Facebook Live, but it would be only for the participants, people who have signed up for the program, mm-hmm. so we can dialogue and do everything there, do some live training as well, but only those who have signed up for the program will be eligible to get onto the private Facebook page, and we can look from there for that time.
Now, this, we're scheduled to start when?
29th.
So just in case somebody's listening to this, does not hear this before the 29th of July, what do they do?
You can still sign up, call me. I had two calls today.
Okay. Even after the date?
Even after the date.
Awesome.
Actually, three.
Awesome.
I'm one of the doctors before the client yesterday.
But there we go.
So, yeah.
There we go.
Because people need help. You're tired of doing the same thing over and over. Try something new.
Exactly.
Something different. Not new. Different.
And this is not just for the weight loss. This is not for the weight loss. This is for a holistic approach to your overall wellness, for you to be more aware of what your body is doing, what your body needs to be doing, to be more intentional as you make your steps towards wellness. You know, we talk about recovering the whole of you. That's the name of this show. But if we can prevent a lot of things, if we can retard it, if we can reverse it, that's recovery, right? And it's so, so important. And we're not getting any younger. There's a saying that either you feed the disease or you fight the disease with food. So let's do that. All right. So any last minute point?
Sleep is critical. Because there are some pillars of metabolic typing. You have sleep. Of course, the food. The detox, removing the offending foods.
Okay.
That don't work for you. Physical activity, supplements, self-care, and elimination, getting the stuff out of your body. But you have to be in a good shape, when I say shape, to get all those things moving. The foundation is your food.
Awesome. And this is going to happen in the 4 weeks?
Yes.
Good stuff. All right. So, Dr. Kitty Adderley, hanging out on my birthday, July 26th, with my mommy, Dr. Ann Roll. I hope that we gave you some good information, something new, something to excite you, something to stimulate you to make that step to wellness as you go ahead and recovering the whole of you. We're in the Bahamas, but we're reaching far and beyond. So reach out to her, Dr. Ann Roll, at A Healthy Difference. Find us on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, her email is anux_27@live.com. Hotmail?
Yahoo.
Yahoo.com. So let me repeat that. Anux. anux_27@yahoo.com. We'll put all of this in the comments on the information below so you'll have access to it. But we really wanted to share this. And even if you don't meet the July 29th start date, she's willing and ready to have you join in and join the whole community of people, and myself included, that's moving towards being more aware of taking care of ourselves on a holistic way by understanding what our metabolic type is and taking care of it. So signing off, have a fantastic day. Do well.
It was a pleasure, and looking forward to working with you, and just staying healthy.
Bye.
We hope that you enjoyed the show and were inspired. Come and visit us at selfdiscoverymedia.com and see what other shows we have for you. And please do visit our selfdiscoverycommunity.org and see how you can be a part of giving back. Thank you very much.